Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, for another 15 minutes of motivation to get your week started. And we'd like to thank each and every one of you who even joined with us in the studio audience. Today is going to be a great 15 minutes. The topic today we're talking about is expect something great to happen and go beyond the boundary. Now, that's a whole mouthful of exciting things. When you wake up in the morning and each and every day, expect something great to happen. Just don't wake up and ponder around and, you know, try to figure out, you know, how's the day going to be. But begin to expect great things to happen in your life, not only in your business, but your life. When you expect those things to happen, they will. And what it does when you expect great things to happen, it will motivate you. It will put this fire in you. It will give you something to look forward to. It will clear your mind of all of that stuff that's there, that's cloudy, that's just hanging around. You know, things that you may just keep in the background in your mind, thinking, what if, or I don't know if I can. You know, we talked about this on previous programs about, you know, having that positive mindset. But when you expect something great to happen, this gives you something to look forward to. Try it. Each and every day, no matter how your day is going, start it off with a great statement. I'm going to expect something great to happen to me today. I'm going to expect something great to happen in my life. I'm going to expect something great to happen in my business. And you'll see that it'll change around things. Things will begin falling into place because now you have this atmosphere of expectancy. You have to learn how to set an atmosphere in your life. That atmosphere of expectancy keeps your spirit high, keeps your mind looking forward to something great happening. And then it says in the second part, go beyond the boundaries. Whatever boundary that is that you have set in your mind, maybe you're thinking, well, I don't know how I'm going to do this, or I can't afford this, or that's going to take time. You have to press beyond those boundaries. Press beyond. And, you know, sometimes we have great intentions, but like I said, those cobwebs get in there, you know, get in our mind. And they kind of change it. You know, we have good intentions of being positive or being motivated. But then there's always something out there on the sidelines trying to hold us within a certain boundary. But once you begin expecting something great to happen, it will cause you to press beyond those boundaries. You have to be determined to succeed no matter what. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the actuality is, be determined to succeed by deciding you will excel no matter what you are physically facing in your life or business. Determination. The vision that's housed within you. Use that revelation for your next step. I mean, we're in August. We're in the latter part of August, going into September. And there's not many more months left to 2015. And there are some things that you may still have to complete before the year is over. This is a great time to continue cleaning up those things and doing those things that you had planned to do in the beginning of the year. Even if you can't finish them, press toward, press in. Press to the next step in your life, in your business. prepare for better, for prepare to another level. You have to prepare. And this is a great time to make preparations for that next step by being determined that you will succeed. See yourself in that next place, in that next position. See yourself, physically see yourself doing or being or accomplishing whatever that is that you need to do in order to go beyond the boundaries. Own that place. Own that position. Own whatever it is. Do not allow it to be separated from you, but you own it. You walk in that boldness. You speak with boldness. You speak with authority. You speak. You call those things that are not as though they are. You believe it. And you occupy that position. You occupy that place where you see yourself at. Whatever that place may be, whatever that step is, you occupy. And you be the best you that only you can be. Don't allow your actuality, that's your surroundings, and what's going on in your life right now, to affect what you are seeing. Because actuality can be a boundary that wants to keep you in a certain place. And I'm not talking about a physical place, per se, but I'm talking about a mental place. You have to go beyond that in order to excel, in order to go forth and launch forth into that next step. So don't allow the fact, which is your actuality, to affect what you see. Keep on pressing. Keep on pushing. Be definite and determined that you're going to make it, that you're going to complete all of those things that you have set to do, that you have planned to do in 2015. Be determined. Even if time runs out and the clock strikes 12 and it's 2016, still have that same mindset that I'm going to be determined to finish what I started. That I'm going to expect something great to happen. You might not even know how to get to that next step or to do a certain thing, put it that way, to get to that next step. But if you are determined, if you're definite in your approach, in your preparation, somehow, whatever has been holding you back will begin to dissipate. So expect those things to dissipate. Expectation. Hold on to that word today. Expectation. That you're going to say, I expect something great to happen to me today. And get to work on what needs to happen that day. Firmness of purpose gives you that boldness, gives you that authority, does not allow you to be distracted. Because you know who you are and your purpose is something that you are thriving to go forth in. Momentum. sets the precedent of what's going to happen from now to the end of the year. So don't allow your momentum to fizzle away and grow cold. But keep that momentum visionary churning. Keep it churning. Keep that atmosphere of expectancy. And you'll notice that your surroundings will change. Your environment will change. Everything will change. Because now it has gained that fire. And when you set that momentum, when you set that pace, that fast pace, we're not talking about that slow pace, we're talking about a fast pace, you'll notice it'll draw in people. It'll draw in things that you need to go forth in order to be successful. And I hope you're understanding me there. It's how you set your course of action. It's how an event or a project will be. When you set that high atmosphere of expectancy, of success, of succeeding in whatever it is, of finishing, of being a finisher, it's contagious. Everybody will get excited all around you. Things will start flowing like they're supposed to flow. Think about it. Try it. I mean, what have you got to lose? But you cannot allow that momentum to go cold, that momentum to begin to get sluggish. You have to go forth. The energy as a visionary that you put into a project or your next step will determine the outcome of whatever it may be. So keep that in mind. These are some tips that I have used in my business for a long time, and they have not failed me. Each day, I'm not just telling you all to do this. I do these things myself. And when I coach my team, they also do these things. You know, it's not that, you know, I'm just talking to the studio audience or other people, but within Turning Point Enrichment, we adapt these things to our daily lives. I can't take you where I haven't been, but I certainly could take you a place where I know that you will be successful. So each and every day, expect something great to happen. Go beyond the boundaries. Keep that momentum burning. Take that next step and finish. Be determined to finish the things that you plan for this year. And I hope that you have enjoyed what I have shared with you in these 15 minutes. Don't forget to drop us a line at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com. Like our Facebook page, Turning Point Enrichment. And until next week, this is your time, this is your season, and this is your turning point. Don't forget to mark Turning Point, your turning point, as a favorite, so you won't miss any of these broadcasts. Until next week, you've been listening to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman. Have a prosperous day.